He was completely against extremes, if from any level, from any meaning, religion, military, anything. I think that's very important. He has already forgave people who torture him until that limit. He was almost going to die. Personally, I'm jealous from his ability of forgiveness and love. I cannot understand how he make it, but I think that's why he is who he is. Yeah.
Is he aware of that he's receiving this award today? And if so, what does it mean to him? And are other people in Syria aware of this award?
Yeah, actually, I had a chance to have a phone call with him after I knew it. He's the one who will award it this year. I think he was in a bit of shock because he wanted so much. And it's a truly... admitting the efforts he has been done for over 10 years, which truly he gave up for a lot of things for it. For example, Mazen left France and go back to work in Syria, and he has two kids from previous marriage. He had to leave them there. And in 2007, he has banned of travel from two different agencies, so he couldn't see his children. And when you go back to work in Syria, in the Syrian circumstances, you're supposed to be aware of this, all of this. Now, this is a warning. It's very important because it's from UNESCO. It's very dependent. It's very respectable, and in journalism, and no one can doubt, you know, on it. It's also from, I think, in a way, it's like your colleagues admitting your work. And I think for anyone in any work field, that's very, very important to have the
sort of recognition.
Exactly, recognition from your colleagues. Yeah, I think that's... and also in Syria, Syrian new journalists, if I can say, they are in this level between citizen journalists and journalists. But this new journalism activists are very interested. Generally, they have been during 4 years. They follow us, all details. And now they are, today they wrote, they make reports. And we are very happy for this, truly we are.